Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And let's not forget also that a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And a special shout-out there to Customs and Border Patrol, because we had about 10 of them yesterday that were having lunch with the captain. How about that? Right there at Mission Barbecue yesterday. All right, and let's go right to the telephone line. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have Elliot on the line. We're going to get to him and see what's on his mind. So good morning, Elliot. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise this morning.
Morning.
Captain, I'd like to share some very pertinent information with your audience about the late Colin Powell. Captain, I would like to share this true and accurate account of the late four-star general Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
My late stepfather, Jamaican Harold Daniels, came to America via the Bahamas. He arrived barefoot in Nassau back in the early 50s. Working as a chef and barber, he later made his way to the United States. My stepfather was close friends with the Powell family in Jamaica. Now, one of my dad's best friends was a man named Winston Powell. Now, Winston was the immediate descendant of Colin Powell's family. We were very close. When my dad passed away at 84 back some years ago, some of the Powell family from Jamaica attended the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Winston Powell, wife, an ordained minister, decided after the passing of my mother and father, their calling was Dallas, Texas, and that is where they're ministering right now. General Powell, I do not agree with some of your politics, but you were an excellent role model, an excellent general, and we miss you dearly. I wanted to share that story with you, Captain. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Elliot. I mean, I'm not worried about the guy's politics. He passed away, and he did his job as a military man, and I respected him greatly for what he did. And some things that he said along the line later in life, you know, sometimes people get a little senile or whatever, but I'm not even going to go there. So what, do you have anything that you want to say there, Denise?
Well, yeah, I believe that certainly as a military man, there was every reason to have respect and honor for his work and his service. I think in his retirement years, things changed a little bit for him, and I had some disagreements with him and was disappointed in some things that we found out, certainly when, you know, the content of some of his private emails that
yeah.
he conducted business in. But You know, other than that, you know, you really shouldn't speak ill of the dead. So no. I just kind of leave it as, you know, I'll concentrate on the positive things that he left behind.
And see, what people didn't understand was he was he had Parkinson's, and that was revealed yesterday.
Multiple on myeloma.
Right, and that and he had that too, the myeloma, and that is very significant because that attacks the immunity of the individual. It's a blood cancer, and by the way, that definitely would hamper the recovery for someone with COVID. And that's what happened, and it's a shame. It's a shame, but he will be missed. Elliot's right, so I'll go with that. All right, now, where'd you hear this one? You know about people working at home, right?
Sure.
Okay, everybody's doing it. In the case of New York City, a lot of people that work at home don't live in New York City, so they could lose $111 million a year in tax revenue thanks to being able to work at home.
New York, not only does the state, but the city has experts on the payroll.
Yep.
And they're financial experts to tell the leadership and legislatively what they need to do and what risks are ahead. So what is going on with New York, city and state, should not be a new condition to anybody that's there that's paying attention financially.
Sure.
New York has already had a couple of bailouts, too.
Yep.
It's been going downhill for a very long time.
Now, some interesting news out of Southwest Airlines. They have backed off their plan to put the unvaccinated employees on unpaid leave.
There was quite the protest outside their offices yesterday.
Yes, there was.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's more of that coming, I think, because we heard about... Go ahead.
Delta Airlines is not doing a mandate.
Right, right.
But let's also remember, too, that... I understand the concerns and whatnot that these airlines have because they deal so closely with the flying public.
Yep.
But they're still in an area of recovery, too, so we need to watch.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back, and you're going to get cut off right there by the mic, by the computer. Okay, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersShow.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. Now, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, that's just no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So with that, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now, I posted a picture the other day of George, the Godfather's granddaughter, with the books, with a big smile on her face. She was looking forward to reading them, and she just loves Tuggy the Patriot Pup. So, Tuggy's thepatriotpup.com. That's T-U-G-G-I-E, the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Go there. And by the way, this is an absolute must, folks, for homeschoolers, for your children, your grandchildren, too. The books come in English and Spanish. So there you go. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, did you hear about what happened in San Francisco with In-N-Out Burger? Now, I like those burgers. I've been to California, even Texas, and I've had them, and they're really good. They apparently, San Francisco, decided to close one of their burger stores because they weren't checking the papers, hello, of the customers that had to prove that they were COVID vaccinated to be able to get into the restaurant.
And they should not I mean, they should, that burden should not be on anybody in the restaurant business.
You betcha.
Period.
Yep, you betcha.
Period. They cannot detect whether something is real, whether it's fraudulent, and they are not prepared to get into any kind of a confrontation with a customer by a long stretch. Even if you look at the airlines and see what's been going on with some of these passengers,
yep,
and how there's a confrontation, they're not necessarily equipped to be dealing with all of that. So, yeah, I mean, this is, we're in a bad place with all of this, and I don't see mayors or governors or corporate boards dealing with these things, a lot of them, dealing with them in the right way.
Uh-huh. Now, I saw Jen Psaki make a trademark, make a trademark comment, it seems to be. And here's what she said, and I just want to hear what you have to say. She says, Build Back Better won't cost us a cent.
Yeah, she's been saying that.
And I know.
Biden actually said it, I think, again yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Before yesterday.
And she got asked about it, and she said it.
So, I mean, they do think we're stupid.
Yep.
But I don't have anything else, but they do think we're stupid.
Yep. Okay.
And so do some of the news networks. If you try on over to MSNBC or CBS, they do the same thing. They repeat it, and they don't challenge what they're hearing. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, MSNBC host and his betrothed, namely Morning Joe and Mika, and were talking to a guest, and they were predicting a disaster for the Democrats in future elections, and that the GOP would win by a landslide in 2024. And they sounded like they actually believed it. Was there a little gamesmanship going on here?
Well, I think that they may be paying some attention. If they look at, I think it was that seat in Iowa last week,
right,
that flipped to a Republican and been held by a Democrat for 25 some odd years.
Yep.
They're looking at, how close the governor's race is in Virginia with Youngkin and McAuliffe.
Yep.
McAuliffe is a nutcase, and he's been a nutcase. I think that you've got two that announced their retirement.
Yes.
Or they're not running again for re-election in the House.
Yep.
Two Democrats.
Yep.
Generally, when that happens, it happens because they're not getting fundraising money,
correct,
enough of it to sustain themselves. So,
correct.
Somebody's paying attention.
Yeah, to be continued. To be continued. Now, here's a good one. The Federalist Joy Pullman, who's a columnist, shared a theory that she put out there that being woke is a sign of mental illness.
I'm not so sure I necessarily agree with that. I mean, I guess for some it could be, but, wokeness is about equity, and this is another concoction or another lane that comes out of critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that to not challenge it and subscribe to it could be a mental problem, but I think that's really by choice. And not by some kind of a health deficiency.
Now, I've got some interesting statements here to make. I'm going to go fairly quickly. Vice President Harris took a private jet across America to complain about climate change, where she got to where she was going out west, and she bragged about the fact that she rode in on a private airplane. Stupid is as stupid does.
They don't get it. But go ahead. What's your next one?
Yellen. And she's supposedly back down on the $600 IRS snooping, went back to the idea of it would be $10,000.
Every year there is some huge fraudulent IRS refunds. I'm looking at one that was $20.6 million that actually got sent to international addresses.
Wow.
Like 8,332 of them. That happened in 2018. There's another one for $5.2 million. So some other woman, thieves targeted $12 billion through IRS tax refunds. So, yeah, why don't we just try looking at how they process them to start with?
Uh-huh. All right, and here's another one for you. The January 6th committee yesterday voted, and I believe they leaned, they're controlled by the Democrats, so I think they got one up on the Dems there. But anyway, they recommended that Steve Bannon face a criminal contempt charge for defying the subpoena, not testifying.
Well, the Department of Justice does not have an appetite to, because it's a misdemeanor, they don't have an appetite to prosecute. So, on paper, Bannon could necessarily lose this because he's saying he has executive privilege. Well, he was not a government employee that's covered by executive privilege. So he's going to defy it. He's already defied it, and they can vote on contempt. But there's precedence because they put, remember, Eric Holder in contempt over, I think it was Fast and Furious. And that stretched it out for months and months and months, and nobody really seemed to care, except that he was the attorney general, and they finally made a deal on it. So we'll see where this goes.
Okay, finally, Joe Biden's administration has now made the statement that the anti-energy policies are fueling inflation. That wasn't Biden saying it. It was people in his administration, other people.
Well, whoever it was finally decided to
tell the truth.
Common sense. Yeah, use some common sense.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that something? I mean, finally they wake up and they say something that makes sense. Finally, something you can agree with them on. But in the meantime, we're looking at, and Kyle told me out there, it's almost $5 a gallon where he's at in California right now. It is in some places, but not where he's at yet.
Jumped big time here yesterday.
Yeah, 20 cents. All right, I'll see you tonight. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch. Military and Veterans News coming up. Be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Select Committee investigating the January Capitol riot voting to refer Trump ally Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. The committee vote unanimous on Tuesday evening. Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson calling Bannon isolated in his refusal to cooperate with that investigation. A vote is set for this week on a bill the Senate Majority Leader calls necessary to right the ship of democracy New York Democrat Chuck Schumer planning to set up a vote on the Freedom to Vote Act, likely to take place sometime Wednesday. Schumer says the bill has support of all 50 Democratic voting senators, but does not have the 60 needed to overcome the guaranteed Republican filibuster. The first state in the nation to take in more than $1 billion in sports wagers in a single month is New Jersey. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and the Captain's America Third Watch military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses where you can learn to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at. Check them out online, NAA.edu. Right now, they're going to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
That's it. Now, the National Aviation Academy, you've heard me tell you about this for years. You need to take the tour of one of their facilities. And you do that by giving them a call. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, whichever one works better for you. Now, they have two campuses. The first one is right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm on the Tampa side of the bay. They're over in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. That's the first one. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts,
which is located just barely outside the city of Boston. So either way, you call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of their facility. It's just that simple. And I'm telling you, when you see what they have to offer, you'll have an opportunity to talk to students. You'll have an opportunity to talk to an instructor or two. You'll have an opportunity to talk to the money people that will help you either get your GI benefits if you're a post-9/11 soldier, because if you haven't used your educational benefits, they'll be there for you to take, and that'll take care of that. If you're pre-9/11, you might or might not have benefits depending on how long you've been out of the service and whether or not you've used any already, but they will help you with that too. And if you don't, then they'll get you a student loan. There you go. So it's very easy. National Aviation Academy. Again, the website naa.edu, and the phone number to call to schedule an appointment, 800-659-2080. Now, the good news for the military men and women is you're going to get a pay raise. Disabled veterans, too. Military retirees, too. 5.9% is what you're going to get starting up in January 2022. That's the highest pay raise in decades. And I would have to say, based on the economic situation that we find ourselves in, 5.9% obviously is not enough to take care of inflation. Anybody knows that because of the way the government figures out inflation. They do not enter the two biggest items into the mix. One is food and the other is energy. So the two commodities that cost you the most aren't being figured out when it comes to the cost of living. Now, that being said, retired military members will see a $59 increase for each $1,000 of military retirement pension they receive. Obviously, that means $59 per $1,000. If you're getting $2,000 a month in retirement, you'll get $118 per month addition. And for disability income, the VA disability check will go up about $850 per month for those with a 10% rating. And with a 100% rating, they'll go up $185.65 per month. That's for the military. And, of course, Social Security, yep, you're going to get it. Civil service retirees, yep, you're going to get it. 5.9% jump in your monthly checks. So that probably for most of you would be in Social Security, probably for most of you would be around $90 a month, thereabouts, $85, $90. Could be a little more, could be a little less. All depends. Just figure it out. Round it off. Take whatever your check is and do 6% and round it off that way and just see what you come up with. And that's pretty close to what you'll have. You'll actually be over by a little bit, but that's all right. At least you'll know. Now, the question is, the Navy has already set dates to discharge sailors who refuse the vaccine. Now, we don't know if they're going to hold true with this or not, but I will tell you that they'd be foolish to do such, because the Navy, who's trying to add more ships to the Navy, why would you want to take sailors out of the mix? Why would you want to do that? Good Lord. All right, and don't forget Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army, will be with us in the next hour, starting the next hour. And we're going to have quite a check quite a discussion about not only, and he is retired, by the way, not only this particular subject I just mentioned, but also we're going to talk about General Powell. He has some reflections on that. And we're also going to talk about our veteran congressman, Greg Stube, and his True Choice Act, which we'll have a discussion about, to tell you about that. That's from our Congressman Greg Stube, who I had the opportunity to tell Senator Jim DeMint yesterday, who was on the program, that keep your eyes on Greg Stube. He's someone that's moving up the ladder. So maybe I helped the young man. I certainly hope I did, because he's someone that's worth helping. He's really a good guy. So there you go. Really a good guy. And Al is chiming in saying, even the yearly $10,000 amount snares all people with a deposit. Yeah, he's talking about the Janet Yellen going back to the 10 grand, getting rid of the $600 idea to monitor. And he says, in flyover country, the single largest expenses are fuel and your vehicle. Yep, that's true. And if you're a farmer, fuel is it. They buy it in large quantities, the large farms. I know my dad did when he had the farm. He had a, what the heck was it? It was a $1,500 or 50 gallon, 1,500 gallon underground a tank for gasoline. And then he had a 500 gallon underground tank for diesel. And they were side by side. Side by side. So that's what we had on the farm, on our farm. We could have been a gas station. Most gas stations in those days, that's the kind of tanks that they had. Oh, well, it is what it is. And by the way, I remember diesel was tax exempt because the farmers didn't pay tax on the diesel. Same with the gasoline. If you used it on the farm and didn't go off the road or had it on a vehicle that had a farm tag on it, where you went between farm to farm, and my dad had a farm in one part of the Cherry Valley, and he had another farm that was 10 miles on the other side, so he had to drive 10 miles back and forth with the vehicles, a couple of vehicles he had that were farm-plated. So that's where that came into play. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, thewatchdogonwallstreet.com, by the way, is his website. And we'll be right back, and I can't wait to talk about him with some of the financial stuff I got right here in front of me. So, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I'm going to do that right now. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body, plus a double wishbone suspension and a standard 345-horsepower engine added to it, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served their country in the You Serve, You Save program. Now remember, this is for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors only. Now they're located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, right there at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com online. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another bunch of money. When you walk in the doorway and you tell them the captain sent you, that's $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them when you walk in there. If you don't, you're not going to get it. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Here is a problem you're going to hear about the containers that are now coming in that have been sitting out there on these ships for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks longer than normal. Are you ready?
Ready.
A furniture store owner got a container with furniture from China in it. No big deal there. That happens every day. But he'd been waiting 3 weeks for this container. Opened up the back doors of the container, and there was mold all over the indoor of the trailer, of inside of the trailer, mold all over the furniture, which, believe it or not, was wrapped, but underneath the wrapping was mold. It was a total, total mess, and he claimed, he put in an insurance claim. I wonder how many more containers are going to look like that.
Yeah, especially after the furniture being wrapped, that's a bit strange, and maybe where this was held. Again, maybe the issues of mold being in there ahead of time, and the conditions just let it grow because they were out there for such a an extended period of
time. In the heat on the water.
Yeah, you know what happens. You know, you leave air conditioning off in Florida over the summertime. You know, it's what happened during the financial crisis. So many people out of those homes are running into all sorts of mold issues. I'm curious to see how prevalent this is going to be and what this means and, you know, the effects it's going to have on insurance and insurance carriers that might have to cover some of this. Will that make actually, you know, the lengthy period of time out to sea, will that make insurance null and void? Will this go back on to who? Who's going to be responsible for this in the end? We shall see.
Now, a lot of home ownership right now is going to Latinos. And that is a new and interesting market because, according to Hispanic Opportunity Center that we have here, it says that Hispanic home ownership is approaching the 50 percentile benchmark.
Well, I mean, it's great to see people, you know, going out there and purchasing homes and trying to build up some equity as long as they're, you know, it's right, the right price and everything that goes along with that. I have no problem with that at all. I mean, issue right now we have is, quite frankly, is inventory. It's very, very difficult right now because of the supply chain issues to get just simple things like PVC piping, whatever it may be, that goes into a home. And many of the builders are just saying, you know, I could build and build and build, but I can't because I don't have the materials to go ahead and do that. So, again, that's promising. It's a good sign. I think home ownership is a good thing under the right circumstances, not under forced circumstances. But, again, we guess it's going to happen moving forward.
Now, Joe Biden is telling the Dems that he's about to cut the $3.5 trillion bill down in probably half, 1.75 to 1.9 trillion, somewhere in that range, because he can't get it passed at the level it's at, 3.5 trillion, so he's going to cut it down to see if he can get it through that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading a little bit about it this morning. I heard that they dropped the free 2 years of college and cut back on some other things. I got to look at the budget tricks that they're putting in there. I really do. I'm sorry. But the child tax credit and all of these extended entitlement programs, they really need to go. Those are the things that are really bad in this. Again, they're trying to, you know, knock this down. They're trying to see if they can get Manchin and Sinema back on board. Hopefully they'll hold the line. This is something that, you know, right now it's going to be difficult for Democrats anyway because of the approval ratings of Joe Biden, and we're heading into, an election cycle here in November with, the various different gubernatorial races that are taking place and where those things are going to pan out. So, again, they're getting into no man's land about when to pass this thing.
Now, you've heard of IKEA, right?
Of course.
IKEA is reporting a supply chain issue globally, not just locally, globally. And this is a big problem for that company. They're a very large, large retailer.
Well, they're a massive furniture retailer, globally. I'm not big into sitting down and spending 5 hours putting furniture together. That's some of the things you got to kind of assemble that stuff yourself. They're running into issues just like everybody else is running into issues at this point in time. You know, the interesting thing is, you know, how light the you know, the administration right now is taking this. The cracking jokes about, you know, the various people not being able to get certain products and certain items. Again, it's pretty sad when you're making fun of stuff like this. It's almost like the pictures we used to see back in the 1970s and the 80s in former Soviet Union with bare shelves and stores and people couldn't get items. We joke about it right now like we're somehow spoiled. No, this is just how capitalist societies are supposed to work. We're just not obviously operating properly.
Right. Right, you're so right. By the way, the Fed's Powell investments have raised questions over the central banker's market activity. You heard about that?
Yeah, I saw what some of the trades he did, and the first thing that came to mind was, man, oh man, for someone being such a smart guy, supposedly running the Fed, he's not really good at investing. That's for sure. Selling when the markets had already dropped and then trying to guess what's going to happen next. That's amateur hour, if you ask me.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And, Janet Yellen, has announced that, she's proposing this, counter proposal to the IRS $600, checking to, taking it back where it was, making the threshold $10,000. That's where it's been.
It was $10,000 for depositing money into accounts. So this is a little different. What they want to do, they want to look at every transaction.
Right, everything over $600.
That's beyond creepy. I mean, we're in seriously creepy world right now. If they think that that's somehow okay, $10,000 was basically what you could put into an account or take out of an account without drawing any sort of red flags, the banks would have to report that. These are any transaction. So, yep. You spent, $12,000, I don't know, on furniture from IKEA, which you have to spend a lot. It's not that expensive, but, they would have to report that.
Now, I realize Zucky Zuckerberg is going to not miss any of this, but he was just ordered to pay up a $14.25 million settlement to the U.S. Employment Discrimination the U.S. Employment Discrimination claims to his employees, and I think he's going to laugh all the way to the bank still on that one. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I got to continue to look into that. There's a lot of stories that are similar to this, so we'll see where it all falls out.
All righty, well, here comes the music. That means we'll talk again tomorrow. So you have yourself a great day up there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, my friend. Of course, Chris and I have been on the radio together for well over 20 years now, and we have played phone tag and radio tag at several different stations. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more and retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.